talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it made overnight since the show yesterday. We'll start off with Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows has caved. Mark Meadows has raised the white flag. Mark Meadows will now cooperate with the January 6th panel. Here's the background. Mark Meadows was a congressman from North Carolina. Trump made him his chief of staff. Mark Meadows, at the end, was up to his elbows in the dirty work to not certify Joe Biden, the winner of the election, and somehow keep Donald Trump in there through various tricks and sleights of hand. He was subpoenaed, and he said through his lawyer, no, I'm not going to come. Executive privilege, Trump doesn't want me to, blah, blah, blah. Adam Schiff said, well, I think we're going to refer him for contempt. Contempt can get you 2 years in the hoosegow. 2 years in the hoosegow. What Steve Bannon, who has already been cited for contempt, and Jeffrey Clark, who is about to be, are banking on is that if the Republicans get in the majority this coming November 2022, in January, when they take over, they can simply yank the subpoenas. And then there's, quote, no contempt. Well, there's an interesting legal question. There was contempt of the authorized Congress at the time. That's a separate crime. Remains to be seen what would happen. So the whole game plan is for these characters to tie things up in the court with appeals and so forth until next November, and then just put their money down on black or red and hope that something comes up that they want. Now, with Meadows, he now has caved. He now, through his lawyer, said he will show up, he will give documents, he will answer questions. He's a slippery sort. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. And it's very, very possible, it's very likely that what he's going to do is occasionally not answer a question that's an awkward one, an ugly one that would implicate him and Trump. He won't take the Fifth Amendment, in my view, because everybody knows Al Capone takes the Fifth Amendment. The Fifth Amendment says, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me and you look like a criminal. The only guy I know that successfully parlayed taking the Fifth into public office was Rick Scott of Florida. Believe it or not, the senator, used to be governor. He took the Fifth in front of a grand jury in a Medicare fraud inquiry, where his company was fined more than $1 billion. And the U.S. attorney very properly said, well, you know, corporations are fake entities. Yes, they can commit crimes, but it takes individuals at them. How about the head guy? Head guy goes, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. The pathological Republican Party in Florida goes, oh, we need him for governor. He ran for governor with money that they wanted to ask him about in front of the grand jury and won. And then he won the Senate. And now Moscow Mitch has made him the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee. He goes around the country raising money for people of the same ilk. So that's how that worked. Well, Mark Meadows, I think, may be a little slicker. If he takes the Fifth, everybody knows what's gone on. So he's very likely to say, well, no, on that one, I'll have to think about it. I don't recall. I'll have to check with Trump and all that. And everybody will go, you can't do that. You can't do that. But as long as he answers 90% of the questions, they may not go ahead and get him for contempt. Who knows? This is a slippery game the Republicans are playing, as always. Now, there's another guy, Jeffrey Clark. Jeffrey Clark, on today, Wednesday, today, December 1, we're now in December, the House is going to vote to censure him. It'll be party line in all likelihood. they will vote to censure him because he has stonewalled them and obstructed them. And they will refer him for contempt. I suspect that he will be much more like Steve Bannon, that he will take that rather than show up at all, because he is up to his neck in dirty work. And you may not fully appreciate, I didn't fully appreciate, really, the depth of depravity of their scheme and how close it came. And what do I mean by that? You're sitting back, you go, look, Matt, Biden won the election. So if these characters had tried to monkey around with it on January 6th, that would have gotten sorted out in the Supreme Court, and Biden would have been sworn in on January 20 like he was at noon. Well, no. I've told you before that all they have to do is corrupt the vote and take it away from people in six states, and they can pick every president probably for the next 50 years. What are those six states? They're Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia in this case, but really it's Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and some salad of the other three. You mix them together. Well, it's going to be silent. It's not going to be generals with medals on their chest like in other countries. It's going to be anonymous guys with briefcases and Republican-appointed judges who will nod gravely and look judicial and stick the knife. That's what's happening. Well, what they did with Jeffrey Clark, when the Justice Department people, the acting attorney general, his deputy, and all of them said, if you try this, Trump will resign. He was going to appoint Jeffrey Clark as the attorney general. And why did that matter? Because here was the scheme, and here's why Jeffrey Clark is at the center of it along with Trump. The scheme was, on January 6th, it's ceremonial. Mike Pence, as the vice president, is supposed to say, what have we here? And somebody will say, well, Your Excellency, we have 50 governors, 30 of them Republicans, and 50 secretaries of state, most of them Republicans, certifying the results of their election. Pray tell, he will say. And what are the results of the electors? And they will say, well, they certify the electors that Biden gets 302 electors and the other guy, Trump, gets 240-something. And he is supposed to then say, I accept these and duly certify Joe Biden as the winner. Okay, that's all he had to say. They could have dressed him in velvet pants that ended at the knee with, you know, like knickers and a wig like they did in the 19th century. Could have given him a sword and a lace bib, made him look, you know, local. If you think that 1788 is local, that's what they could have done. That's the whole idea. The scheme was this. Pence would say, I refuse to certify because there have been allegations of fraud. And Jeffrey Clark was supposed to write a letter saying that they had deep indications of fraud in these in many of these states, and that he requested that they stop the certification. That would be pure fraud itself, but Jeffrey Clark, as the attorney general under that circumstance, there's a lot of folks who go, well, you know, what's that all about? And then Pence would have said, so we hereby don't, and we will delay this for 60 days or 90 days while we investigate. What that means is that Trump and Pence himself, he would have been ratifying himself to stay on as president and vice president till March or April while they, quote, investigated, end quote. Then the plan was the Wisconsin legislature under Voss. These are all gerrymandered legislatures. The Georgia legislature, Republican, Pennsylvania and Michigan, Republican. And this would be the House, the assemblies, not the state senates. And Arizona would all pass resolutions saying that the electors that have been taken, that have been selected, were fraudulent and put in Trump electors. And then Trump would have said, I won. Yes, they would have gone to the Supreme Court, but then it would have been May, June, July, August. And then the justices would say, okay, We'll have oral argument this fall. Do you see what happened? Because in the Constitution, it says that the state legislatures pick the electors. It does say that, because there was no presidential election in 1788. Washington got it by acclamation. And there's a bill in Arizona, and there is sentiment in the Wisconsin legislature. Yeah, your legislature, perk up, your legislature, to not obey the results of the presidential election, to have Voss pick the electors, in effect, or his donors pick the electors. Now, you may think this is far-fetched. That came close to happening. That came close to happening. And the reason Trump ginned up the insurrection was to give a smokescreen and cover and concern and just do it that way. The boys in the briefcase, the anonymous boys with the briefcases come slithering in, and there are ways you can interpret the Constitution to achieve that. So stay tuned. It didn't work this time. It better never work, because there'll be a second revolution. We're going to the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.